Blog Talk Radio.
Put the work in and you can still finish first. I just want to put that out there.
Hello.
To Will.
Yeah.
And
you know, because it hurts my heart to see him crying as if he's going to be some stud in Madden anyway. I don't, you know.
Well, we're not going to get into that, that we're quickly getting closer towards these type of rivalries getting renewed about 2 weeks away before we start getting under the way seriously. But we find out who everyone will reside with for the next at least 6 months. So I know a lot of guys might have to go, but I anticipate this group staying together 6-plus seasons. So we're going to find out where people will land. And just to echo off of what Fred just said, I talked to Wade, and Wade is, I'm looking at my big boy right now. He's 31. So he don't compete between two teams coming tomorrow. And I talked to him. He's very, very, very upbeat, excited for the season. He told me it didn't matter who he got this year. He's planning on making a run. That type of mindset lets me know that him being at 31st pick really doesn't matter because he's going to mold a team the way Wade Lopez wanted to be molded. And I have had two conversations with him. He's very intense, and he's ready to go for it.
There's nobody I believe in more when it comes to knowing talent, seeing talent, and evaluating talent like Wade. He has showed throughout the season in UE in 16 that he will find gems. And I'm curious to see, because he was one of those guys picking 80 overall players in the third and fourth round. But this year's past, I'm very curious to see how skilled he will be. Though I believe in him, and I'm pretty sure he would do well, but I will be watching closely to see if he can still find those diamonds in the rough.
I agree. It will be a little bit more difficult, but we'll get on that in a different show. Solely, this show is going to be talking about what's lies ahead for us tomorrow. Selection Saturday. I have a busy Friday night. We'll be up early tomorrow morning. Very busy day for us commissioners as we're going to go ahead and try to get these. Me and DJ, I'm definitely going to try to get these. We'll get these teams. Not try, Prez. We're not trying anything. We will have 32 teams picked by the end of Saturday night. And, Prez, I just want to dive in a few teams. We know what Prez is. Number 3 overall, we won't go through the entire list. But, Prez, I don't know if you have the teams in front of you. I know we pretty sure don't have all the ratings for every single team laid out in front of you. But just off the top of your head, you're usually pretty good on your feet. What is a team that a lot of people have talked about right now, well, before the game dropped, that you think will kind of slide down into the 19 to 26 type range, the team that everyone was talking about before, man, but once Selection Saturday happened tomorrow, they will probably slide in the 19 to 26 range?
Now, who would that be?
I say, do you have a team that you think will? Do I have a team that I think?
Well,
yeah,
not really. Here it is. I can tell you, we know the first pick is already going off the board. We know the Steelers are gone. Okay, so the Pittsburgh Steelers are off the board. We have Squid at number 2. I'm not sure what he's doing at number 2, but I say if there's any team that will fall, it'll probably be the Jacksonville Jaguars. People are high on them. But when you really dig deep into that team, I wonder if that's what you're really going to do. Because when I look in that division, I'm looking at the Texans, okay? I'm looking at the Colts, and I'm looking at the Titans. And I think that the Texans are far better than any team in that division. So but people are hyped on the preseason hype, right? The draft hype with Ramsey and Miles Jack. Mm-hmm. So they are hyped. But I think what's going to happen is that top 15, they won't be in the top 15.
Okay. Well, I think the Jags will – the hype sometimes will recede. They're not going to be as good as everyone because it just depends on how you – like you said, evaluate your talent, who gets them. I don't think they're quality enough to get a top 3 pick, top 5 pick, let alone, to be honest with you. I don't think they're that type of a team. And, you know, when we first heard Madden, like I said, after the draft, everyone loved Jalen Ramsey. That's great. He's one player, though. So I don't think that's going to be a big pick. I'm going to tell you a team that's very talented that a lot of people might not be on their radar that I think will fall in the 19 to 26 range, and they are the Cincinnati Bengals. And a lot of people, they're not sexy. They don't do nothing flashy. They have a red-haired quarterback. But they're talented players. If you look at them, they're not old. They have a good mixture of young players and older veterans that can contribute, and they will be a solid team for at least the 2 or 3 years until you get your type of mold in there. Prayers, I think they will fall to 19, between 19 and 26, and they have a lot of talent. I think they will be a steal later on in this draft come tomorrow. I think a lot of people will overlook the Bengals.
I totally agree with you. I believe the Browns will go off the board before the Bengals. Which says a lot. And as I told you yesterday, I'm not a fan of Robert Griffin III because he's a black Republican. But the preseason game that he had last night, if he's going to play like that, I can't wait until the roster update to see what kind of justice they give him. But the way he played last night, that division might come down to the Browns and the Steelers.
Yeah, I agree. Ravens are done. I don't like the Ravens. I don't like how they're built though right now. Ozzie Newsom always has a plan in real life, so the Ravens will be competitive. Just speaking for us, Madden wise, I don't see a direction for them to go. And we're gonna dive into some of these picks. If you're just now joining us, I'm Heels the Fed with my great co-host, Mr. President. We're live on the Outsiders. And Perez, we're just gonna look at the board. I know you might not have the list. It's posted up in the group.
I just had one question for you because, you know, somebody has to pick last, okay? And do you think the team that will be picked last?
Wow,
that's a great question. That is intriguing to me, so I wanted to pose that question to you and to the listeners. Who would be the last pick in the draft this year?
I'm going to tell you right now who I think will be the last pick in the draft, and a lot of people are going to look at me crazy when I say this. I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts. I'm not going to go with chalk with everyone saying Saints. I'm going to go with the Colts, and I'm going to tell you why. Last year, the New York Football Giants with the Madden cover boy fell all the way to 32. They wasn't even picked, because when you get to 32 press, you don't get picked. You just, you know, you fall. So, it's not about always the worst team, because anyone can just fall in love. Maybe we have a 49 fan late. Maybe we have a Saints fan late. So, those teams might fall just to someone because they like them, and they might want to do something with them. I'm going to go with the coach. All I see on that team is Andrew Luck. You might can do something with T.Y. Hill, but that's it. I think the coach will fall all the way to 32 to Jay Will. I'm going to just go with a little bold pick. 32 coach will fall. You got a team, Chris?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't like to agree with you so much, but I'm going to have to agree with you because when I was looking at that division and I was looking at teams, I was like, oh, my God, this is disgusting. There's no seed at linebacker, no corners, no running backs. All you have is Andrew Luck. And to be honest with you, if I want a team with just a quarterback, he's not my guy, and not because he can't play. Did you see the deal they just gave that guy in the offseason?
I was going to say that, too. Yeah.
There's no way that I can pick the Colts because I learned my lesson with Tannehill in that $96 million contract and that $115 million contract that went to Adamica Sue, that you have to pay attention to those things. So, absolutely, the Colts will be the last team off the board because they have zero talent outside of Andrew Luck in that high contract.
Yeah, and it's going to be tough. It's just going to be tough like that. And just looking at the division, Chris, you made a good point before we quickly move on. The division, even though the Jaguars are not top five worthy, they're definitely worth top 20. And Texans are going to be a top 10 team maybe. And then you have who else on that division? Texans and the Titans. I'm going to tell you with the Titans, the one thing that's going to scare me about the Titans is not about their talent. Maybe the precedent that I set with the Titans is going to scare a lot of people away, that the fan base in Tennessee is going to expect something that some owner is not going to be able to live up to. So embracing the Tennessee Titans after Hill's the best just had them might be something that scares people away. But I would take the Titans over the Colts. I'm just going to be honest. Mariota's younger. His contract is not big. You can build around Mariota. Look, Colts, no. I don't like the Colts neither, Fred. So we're both agreeing on that. So let's we're gonna move on. Like I said, we're gonna pick just a few teams. We're not gonna go down and say who, where. We're not gonna pick anyone in particular because we're not tipping no picks. Now, me and Prez will say this.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm tipping a pick, and
don't
the first
do it.
Pick overall.
The first pick overall
is the Pittsburgh Steelers. He already changed his name in the chat. There's no ifs and buts or maybes. Now, where did the chips fall after? Yeah, well, he's in love with him. He wants to sleep with Ben Roethlisberger, okay? He's in love. He's in love with Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. He said that they could run the train on. He loved him. I expect the Steelers, if not the Steelers, the New York Football Giants will be the number one pick.
Well, Prez, we got enough time, Prez. Let me ask you this, please. We have enough time for this. Let me go ahead and ask you this then. Since, like I said, you don't know the draft board, but I'm going to say the names real quickly, and hopefully you can remember the names. You know where you're picking, so you don't have to definitely write your name down. But I'm going to give you the top 10 guys. And I'm going to just see where you think their minds are, where they're heading. Like I said, we're not going to go into this we know for sure type of things. I've talked to everyone, but I haven't got, you know, an answer out of people because, you know, it could change from every day. So, Prez, I'm going to give you 10 real quick. I'm giving you 10 because I know you know some of them already, so you might not need to write them down. Number one, you know, is AJ. Number two is Squid. Yourself is 3. Clemmie's 4. Gold's 5. Spiffman is 6. UPT is 7. Ty's 8. 9 is Ray Smooth, and 10 is Cecil. Well, I think you pretty much know who the top 10 is anyway. Okay. Prez, we're going to go down the list. You said Steelers number one.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're going to put that down on our big board. Prez said AJ will go to Steelers. I'm going to stay with you, too. I'm going to stay with you. He has no choice, in my opinion. They are a very talented team, so I'm going to stick with the Steelers. All right, number two, you got Squid. Who do you see Squid taking? With that number 2 overall pick.
I think he goes with the Seahawks.
Who?
The Seahawks.
Wow. Okay. So you're going to say Squid, Seahawks. Who do I think Squid will take here? I think Squid will not take the Seahawks. I don't think he will go that route. I think Squid is going to do something a lot of people is going to be surprised about. I think he's going to roll the dice. I know his brother is really high on this team, but I think he's going to take the Texans. I think he's going to go with the Texans and surprise some people. So I'm going to go Squid Texans. We got Steelers Texans for a Squid with me, and we got Steelers and Seahawks with you. Prez, do you want to? We can skip you, and I can.
We don't have to skip me. This is what the show is about. We just drop knowledge live on air. Be honest with you, I've been going back and forth. I want to be a homer. I love my Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I really do
because I feel like I could do a lot of things with them. And if they're on the board, they are one of the two teams that will. They will be one of the two teams that I have to really sit down and look at the numbers and figure out who we're going to go with. But I'm going to just go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers right now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and pick for you. I think who Prez will take, and people might not agree with what I'm about to say, I think he will go with the Redskins. I'm going to tell you why. Me and Prez talk a lot off the air about in meetings, and we have arguments and discussions, and Prez and a lot of people don't know. Prez knows that I'm a huge Redskins fan, as well as he's a huge Tampa Bay fan. But he's been high on the Redskins even when he's tried to convince me, and I'm like, well, I'm just not Redskins right now. And I think Prez will surprise some people, and he will go Redskins. And that's why I'm going to go with you, Prez. I got Redskins down for Prez. Number four, Prez, Clemmie.
Where
do you see Clemmie?
He's going to Philadelphia Eagles. Yeah, he's a Philadelphia Eagle fan through and through. I know this 100%. The Philadelphia Eagles will be off the board at 4. That is his favorite team. If he can play with them in any league, in every league, he will. Clemmie will draft the Philadelphia Eagles and put Carson Wentz on the board.
And I'm gonna tell you why I hate to agree with Prez. The only reason why I'm agree with Prez, not because of Prez or what he just said, is when we had this flop lead of 2K, He took the 76ers, and only people that take the 76ers in this world, there's only one type of fan that takes the 76ers, a Philadelphia fan. So I'm going to go with the Eagles and Clemmy as well, because once I seen that 76ers pick, that locked me in to let me know that Villanova, Philadelphia Flyers, I might be stepping out of people's range with Philadelphia Flyers. That's hockey, so I'm going to just calm down. But I'm going to go, that's Philadelphia, so I'm going to go with the Eagles as well. Number five, Gold Sticks. He's a Baltimore Ravens fan. He's been Baltimore in a lot of leagues. Chris, who you got Gold Stick taking?
He will not take the Baltimore Ravens this year. He's going to shock a lot of people. They will be on the board, but he's going to go take a powerhouse. I expect him to come away possibly the Denver Broncos.
Wow. That is something I didn't see, Chris. Why do you think that?
You know, if you know him, he likes defense, and
yeah.
So he got Von Miller coming off the edge, and he wants the offensive line. That Denver Bronco offensive line, their zone running scheme, something that he can do very well, and so I expect him to take someone like that. I'm going to just go out on a limb and say the Broncos.
You said Denver Broncos, okay. This is what the Outsiders is all about. This is going to be tough for me. Gold will not take the Ravens. He's not going to do that. He has no reason to take the Ravens. Honestly, this made a tough pick for Gold. I think Gold, for everyone that wanted a top five pick, Gold might not have wanted a top five pick. I'm going to tell you why. He says he keeps wanting to say he wants to move from Baltimore, but he doesn't. If he'd have failed in the 20s, Baltimore would have failed to him. He wouldn't even have to worry about putting five teams. He knew Baltimore was going to fall to him. But now at five, it's too risky to take the Baltimore Ravens right here. You have to take someone else. I know people say, you don't have to do anything. You don't want two hills. But Gold can't take the Ravens right there. I'm going to go with a powerhouse team as well. I'm going to take not a powerhouse team. Let me stop that. Not a powerhouse. Let me stop. Not a powerhouse team. Dallas football team. They're not a powerhouse. Let's clarify something. They're not a powerhouse.
Okay, I like that. Running team, offensive line. You're absolutely
running
right.
Team.
That is a team that definitely escaped me. And you're 100%. And I just want to say that this might be the first time in Madden history that the reigning Super Bowl team is not even one of the top five teams. Like, people just look past them as if they're nothing. And I find that astonishing when you have two lockdown corners and Keith Tlaib and Chris Harris, and you got those linebackers with Marshall and Miller. It's just very surprising that people look at they frown at the Denver Broncos, but let it have been the Golden State Warriors, we'll have a different discussion. So who's six?
You know, number six is the fifth man. Who you got with him?
Oh, my God. You know, he loves Miami. He made it to Miami, dog. He is another guy who's in love with Jarvis Landry. He would take Jarvis Landry on plenty of dates, and they can have picnics and stroll through the park, and his life will be complete. So I'm going to go with the Miami Dolphins.
Any other time I would agree with you, but – he loves the Dolphins. I don't think people know. Well, the people in 305 know him, Fred know it too. He loves the Dolphins. So if the Dolphins will come off the board in the top 16 picks, it's definitely going to come from Spiffy. Anybody else taking him, Fred is banned out of Miami, so we know he's not taking him. I'm going to go with Seattle with Spiff, man. He can't take the Dolphins, I don't think. I don't think he's that crazy. His love fest will cloud his judgment, but I think his heart and his mind for Matt want to win championships, he'll go to Seattle with the 12th man and try to pursue a championship with him. Number seven, UPT, Fred, who you got for him?
We're going to New Orleans, baby. You know, we're going to keep it true. We're going to keep it true to the root. We 504 all day long, so we're going to go with the New Orleans Saints. He's a homer.
Fred, I'm going to go. I don't think will he go home? No, I don't think he will
go home.
He can't go home. Cardinals.
If he shows up to the New Orleans and has to see the Tampa Bay Buccaneers twice a year, he in trouble. So you're right. He better keep it moving.
Wow. Well, I'm gonna say Cardinals. I think he'll follow Spiffy. I think the NFC West will have a little run. So I got him going with the Cardinals. All right. Number eight, you're a good friend, my good friend, Ty. Do you think you said
Buffalo
you're gonna
Bills.
Take
the Ty's on the board, the Buffalo Bills, he's going back to the East. He is a person who cannot leave Ralph Wilson Stadium. He wants to he told me, he said, man, when I go out at 105, he said, bury me at Ralph Wilson Stadium. You hear me? I said, all right.
Wow. That is a bold statement. I don't see nothing changing either. I think he'll go with Buffalo. He likes a few of the players on the team as well. Now, mind you, he's a 49er fan. So I'm not going to say he's a Bills fan. He's a 49er fan. But I think he'll stay in Buffalo. He likes a few of the players. And like I said, he loves Buffalo, New York. I guess he loves the community. I guess that's what you would look at it as. All right,
I just want to say he also loves Buffalo because he has a friend that he wants to bring back his old friend, and it's called Four Vertical. So he loves the Buffalo Bills. Number nine.
Okay. Well, that's beautiful insight. The race smooth. Number nine, my nephew was the Eagles last year. We both think Clemmy will take the Eagles so that he won't have a chance to reunite with them. Who you got smooth taking?
You know, that's a tough one. But truth be told, I believe it. That's a hard one because I don't know what his mindset will be. But I think he's going to roll with the Carolina Panthers.
Ray's move, I really hadn't put too much thought into Ray. I really haven't. But I'm going to go Jag. He's a Florida guy. I don't think he's going to take the Dolphins. I think it's going to be between Miami and the Jags, I think. He's a Florida guy. He's going to go with Jags. Even though he's a Miami Hurricanes fan, he's going to go with the Jags. That's why I got Ray Smooth on. All right, number 10, Sifu, your good friend, my junk talk buddy, Sifu. We both have an inside track of where he's going to go, where you think he
watch
will
him, watch him whip. Watch him, Nene. He will be dealing with the New York Giants and Odell Beckham. No ifs, and buts, or maybes. That's how he rolls. If the Giants are on the board, which they should be, he will take them guys.
Yeah, I think, like I said, we both know him personally. I think he will take the Giants. He's a Giants man. They should be on the board. They might not be. But me and you both, I think we're going to be pretty accurate with our selection. I think he'll be there. I think the Giants will be there for it. I don't see no reason why they shouldn't. So we have predicted the top 10, Fred. I like predicting. I don't know if we should just continue. I'm not sure. We got like 90 seconds, though. But
I'm actually getting ready to go down to the other studio here. So I'm gonna jet out, head to the other studio, and we definitely need to finish this. This is something that is. You know, we can keep putting the teams on the board, see what goes on. They're setting up the studio as we speak right now. So I'm going to get out of here.
Our picks now. Make sure you write your picks down. I'm going to recap and then close out the show. You go ahead and set it up for the next one, and we'll keep it rolling. All right, so we done went through the top 10 picks. I had AJ with the Steelers. Squid, Texans. Who did I say the Grizz? I don't got behind. Prez, I had him taking the Redskins because that's who he's going to take. Eagles, Dallas, Seattle, Arizona, Buffalo, Ray Smooth, Jacksonville, and the Giants. That's where we're looking like for this mock draft. We just go with the flow, fellas. We go with what we think is going to happen, and that's how shows go. So this is the Outsiders. I'm Hills the Best. We're going to go ahead and wrap the rest of this draft lottery up, this mock draft. Keep up with what we said. See how these picks fall. Prez is using inside track. I'm not. I don't think these guys, they are bamboozled us, and we're going to go that way. 10 seconds left in the show. The Outsiders is going to continue on Prez's channel, and we're out.